BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Lauren, I'm 17, and I'm from Leamington Spa. You might not know this, but I got mistaken for Charlotte Church at a car boot sale. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Lauren, the Charlotte Church lookalike introduced today's show. What happened?
I was at a car boot sale with my family. We go to Devon every year, and it's sort of a tradition that on the first Sunday we get there, we've got to go to this car boot sale.
Love a boot sale.
Yeah, well, we never buy anything, but we sort of just walk around and moan that we've got up early. But yeah, of course. And we went to this lady's stall. I was with my sister, and she was looking at me a bit funny. And I felt this tap on my shoulder, and I turned around. It was quite embarrassing because she'd forgotten the name of the person she thought I was. So we then proceeded to have a bit of a guessing game. She gave out some clues. We had to guess. There was, she was married to a rugby player.
So she was going, are you, you're someone, aren't you? Are you, and then handing out clues?
Yeah. Like, oh, she's a singer. She's judging on that TV show. She was on that Over the Rainbow at the time.
Were you offering out suggestions to be helpful, like Graham Norton?
Graham Norton. No, I think I was just sort of stood there, just quite embarrassed, really. We eventually got sort of the gist of it. My sister said, oh, Charlotte Church. She said, oh, yeah, that's the one. And obviously I wasn't Charlotte Church.
Were you not tempted to just go along with it and pretend you were her?
Oh, I could have done, but she was going to get me to sign things. And,
oh, no, you should have gone for that.
Oh, can you imagine that on eBay, though, and, it's not real and...
You know, sometimes in restaurants they have pictures up with celebs that have been into the restaurant?
Yeah.
I'm not always convinced that they've been there or that it's actually them.
Well, possibly not.
Some are.
Not your local chippy, though.
Well, there's one restaurant that the one that didn't speak has been into, and it's like a restaurant where there's a picture of the owner with his arm around Prince William, and the one that doesn't speak is convinced that it is not Prince William.
I don't really want to see that.
Some of them are real, but some of them, I don't think they are.
Where was the restaurant?
I can't say. He would have had a free dinner and everything. I'm Prince William, hello.
I'm always suspicious when it's a royal there, you know what I mean? With double thumbs up.
Double thumbs up.
The Queen.
A korma, Your Highness. Well, listen, it's really good to speak to you today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for introducing the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Going back to these pictures of people, you know, famouses in restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Gary's been on. There is a picture of Prince Harry in his local Indian restaurant with his arm around the owner. He doesn't think it's him.
No, I can believe that. I can believe that Prince Harry was there after a night out.
He looks like he would enjoy an Indian after a night out.
Three in the morning curry.
Yeah. But he doesn't quite look like Prince Harry. What do they do? Do they just go, right, let's hire a lookalike. And then he'll come in, have a picture with the owner.
Yeah.
And then we'll put the picture up and it'll look like Prince Harry's been here. There's also a cafe in Reading. This Dave has been on. That has pictures of the Dalai Lama on the walls. Do you think he's actually been there?
I'm not so sure.
I would doubt that. But if it's a picture of the owner with his arm around the Dalai Lama, then you've got to start asking questions.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Went for a little run this morning, trying to, keep up the Keep Fit campaign. Not really happening. And I saw this woman ran out of her house after her husband. I think he'd forgotten his keys on his way to work. Where's my keys? So she was shouting, "Darling, you've forgotten..." And the trouble was, by the time that she had reached him at the bus stop, he was mortified because she was in her pyjamas.
Oh.
So he has got a whole queue of people there, and she's just there in a nightie, and he's like, he was mortified. He's like, okay, just go back in the house. Go back in the house. Awful.
And you were running past at this point?
I was running past as she almost reached him with a whole queue of people waiting for the bus. He's all dressed up in a suit, and she's literally got her nightie on. He was gutted. No, I just want to know what the rule is about when and where people can wear pyjamas, because that I mean, I've seen people in supermarkets recently a lot wearing them.
I'm sure I heard somewhere that you're not allowed to do that anymore. I don't think it's illegal, but I think it's frowned upon now.
Right. I've also seen other people at bus stops waiting for a bus in their pyjamas.
Yeah.
Now, is this something that is just allowed if you're a student, and then when you become like an actual normal person in the real world, it must stop?
I don't know, maybe.
Because I think students seem to be fine with it. They'll just go from room to room in pyjamas. They'll go to the local shop in pyjamas.
Yeah.
Because I want to know, if it is still socially acceptable, and I have seen it happen a lot recently, I want to do it all the time. I'm an ambassador for this. I'm all about the comfy clothing.
Well, straight out of bed, straight into work.
I would wear pyjamas to work if I was allowed, but I just don't know what the rules are.
Right.
I've just seen it happen a lot more recently, and I'd just like to know, where is it acceptable to wear them? Because if you are allowed to wear them to work, I'm there. I hate wearing suits. I hate dressing up in anything kind of formal. If I was allowed to do the lottery tonight in my PJs, which are M&M ones, then I... They're M&M ones. They've got little other chocolates are available.
Oh, I thought you meant the wrapper.
Oh, no. That'd be amazing. I've got my M&M like PJs
slim,
on.
Slim Shady.
My hip-hop PJs.
Yeah.
No, they just got little smiley faces on.
But not M&M.
Yeah, if I was allowed to present the lottery tonight on BBC One wearing those, I would be all over that stuff.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kirsty on Twitter says, I would give anything to be pyjama'd up all day. It would be bliss, it would, wouldn't it? Comfort over style. And Benon say, I'm totally agreeing with you on the whole wearing PJs to work thing. I've got a lovely yellow SpongeBob set that would be just perfect. You'd get some funny looks, but you'd be comfortable, and that's the main thing.
What's the rules if you don't wear pyjamas? I don't wear pyjamas.
Well, you went to a sandwich shop in your boxer shorts once. That is over the top.
Yeah.
That's a step too far. Just because you don't wear pyjamas. Not ever boxer shorts. A lot of people are saying that a few supermarkets, including the one next to Cardiff Uni Halls, has now banned students from going in their pyjamas.
Really?
I like the idea of a dress code at a supermarket. No jeans, no trainers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So this Saturday, it's the start of the summer. Be gone, rain. We're starting our Radio 1 Summer of Events with a massive dance party. In the southwest, we are going to be in Paignton with a massive DJ lineup. All the tickets for the event are gone, but someone is going to win a VIP trip to the event for them and 20 mates. I'm not even sure I've got 20 mates. I probably could scrape them together. What's going to happen is they get a bus to get them all there and back, all 20 mates, hotel accommodation, get your own VIP area backstage while they're at the event. Thousands of you entered for this party this weekend in Torbay. And this afternoon and this morning, we've been meeting our three finalists, who are Natalie, Luke and Jack. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
We're working you quite hard today, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah.
You're like, you've just done one thing and it's like, bang, on to the next one.
Yep.
One after
thrown
another.
Into the other.
So you're appearing on Radio 1 all day. You're having to do challenges set by Moyles, by Fern, me and Greg. So you're going to be here quite late tonight as well.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, each of you have made a Chris Moyles show jingle and you emceed on Fern's show. How was the emceeing?
Really
not so good.
Brilliant.
I quite liked it.
Jack's like, no, rubbish. The other two are like, yeah, it was good. For 24 hours, we've given you your own Radio 1 Twitter account as well. And obviously, it's your job to try and drum up support for what you've done in these challenges to as many people as possible so that you build up loads of supporters. Because tomorrow morning, on the Chris Moyles show, the Radio 1 listeners are going to vote who they want to win this prize and who will take all their mates to Torbay for Radio 1's big dance party. If you want to follow these guys on Twitter, it's R1 Natalie S, R1 Jack W and R1 Luke W. How's it going on Twitter so far, guys?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Followers are coming in every second.
Yeah.
We're up to about 4,000 now, I think.
How many did you have before?
Zero. This morning.
Yeah, we all started with zero.
Oh, yeah, because they're not your Twitter.
No,
we've set it up especially
morning,
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Natalie?
5,500.
All right. Luke?
Yeah, I'm about 5,500.
It's going well.
Holly Willoughby is following me as now.
I know, you
got a Team Luke.
You got a star tweet.
Yeah.
So if you want to check out what they're doing today or this lot and how they get on, just go to the Radio 1 website. And also they'll be posting their stuff on their Twitter accounts, R1 Natalie S, R1 Jack W, or R1 Luke W. And you can see everything, obviously, on the Radio 1 Facebook and the Google Plus pages as well. Tomorrow morning, you are going to decide who you want to win this brilliant prize, Jack, Natalie, or Luke. Now, earlier, this is my challenge, we decided to see how creative you are with your mouth. Do you have what my dad calls the gift of the gab? So here's what we did. Natalie, Jack and Luke each picked 10 song titles at random from this week's official chart. Their job was to call one of their mates, just anyone, and have a chat. And they had to get as many of these titles from the chart into the conversation as they could without their friend realising that something kind of weird was going on. How do you think it went?
Pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're just, like, faced with all these song titles that you just picked out at random and you've got to try and make some kind of conversation out of it. So the listeners are going to judge how well they thought you did when they vote tomorrow morning on Chris's show. Hopefully they'll be impressed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Three of our listeners, Luke, Natalie and Jack, are trying to get to Torbay for this massive dance event at the weekend with Radio 1. So, we're going to go for Luke first. So, you had to pick 10 song titles at random from the official chart. We just gave you a little hat here. And you had to call one of your mates and have a little chat. And you had to get as many of these titles into the conversation as you could without your mate realising that something a little bit weird was going on. How was that for you, Luke?
I think it went pretty well. I think he knew what was going on, though.
Yeah, there was one bit. Yeah. It was like, what? let's go through the song titles that you had to get through. These were the 10 that you picked. R.I.P. 212.
You know what's up, or don't you?
Turn up the music. Turn up the music. Somebody that I used to know. All I know. Sweet Disposition. I Won't Give Up. Prima Donna. Ordinary People. And Boyfriend. Okay, Luke, let's hear how you did with your mate.
Hello.
Dan.
Hello, mate.
How are you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, good. How are you coping?
Mate, today's been awesome.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Just listening to it, mate, it's been... listening to that rap...
All I know is that this has just been the best day of my life. There's somebody here that I used to know as well. He's called Sean.
What, working at Radio 1?
Yeah.
Oh, right, what's he do?
I don't know, he's like a publisher or something. How's your day going, all right?
Yeah, wicked, mate. Yeah, just finished class. I've got a meeting with the council in a minute, because I've got to start paying for park space. Got to pay to use the great outdoors now.
Mate, just get your boyfriend to pay for it.
Yeah, well will you?
Well, I could do if you want me to, mate.
Yeah.
Mate,
yeah,
it's nuts here. Everyone's famous. There's no ordinary people. It's unbelievable. Like, some prima donnas, everything.
Prima donnas?
Yeah. People that want to be famous. Are you, doing personal training today?
I've got some at 3:30.
Cool. Well, turn up the music, mate.
Yeah, well...
Play 212.
212?
Yeah.
What's 212?
I can't really... Well, you know 212?
No.
Oh, I'll send it to you on YouTube, mate.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry, I was
going to
say, I'm not on the radio now, am I?
Awesome. No, you're not on the radio, mate. I'm on a break.
What?
All right, but I won't give up today, all right?
Mate, you're doing so well. I didn't hear your earlier version, your, like, early Chris Moore's thing, but I heard the jingle.
Did you hear my rap?
The rap, yeah, that's what I was on about. The rap class lyrics.
Mate, that was a bit of RIP, I thought.
No, people will vote for you if you just give them a reason to vote for you. So,
exactly.
Making a promise, which, you know, yeah, put face paint on me, put makeup on me, or I'll dress as a woman, or, you know, I'll go as a cowgirl, or something like that, you know, and it'll work, like.
Yeah, mate, so. Dan, I'll give you a shout later on tonight. I'm getting a signal. I've got to get off the phone, all right?
But, okay.
Dan, you're my sweet disposition. I love you.
I love you, mate.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
You did good, Luke. It was all right. He was a bit confused by 212.
He was, yeah.
No idea what that was.
I know the lyrics to this song, and they're not the sort of thing I wanted to read out over the radio.
You know, I'm glad we didn't sing it to him. Didn't do a lyrics round, because that would have, you would have been out.
I would.
And banned. We did kind of, you know, get a little bit suspicious at one point, but you did manage to get all the song titles in, so fair play. Natalie, who did we call?
Lauren.
Lauren, okay. Is Lauren your mate for a while?
Cousin.
Oh, your cousin.
Yes.
Okay, good. So you had 10 song titles from the official chart to try and get into the conversation.
Yep.
Where have you been? Let's go. Domino. Part of me. Greyhound. Sparks. Next to me. Live my life. No matter what we body tonight, but I'll do. And take care.
I'll take care of you. 'Cause I still turn to you.
Turn to you. Right. Let's hear how Natalie did on a conversation.
Hello, Lauren.
Matt.
It's Natalie.
Hello.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Matt, you're a joke. I thought you were going to bring me home.
Where have you been? I've been trying to contact you.
Really? I've been home all day.
Oh, I can't get you. Oh, my God. Lauren, sparks are flying here. It's amazing. It's so good.
Oh, my God. Matt, Kim Kardashian is there tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell?
It's so weird. I just want her to be, like, next to me.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Oh,
so
my God.
What are you doing now?
And she's in Oxford Street as well. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
Oh, my God. It's going to be brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Lauren. There's, like, a cat outside, like a big poster, and it looks exactly like Domino.
What?
I know. I can't believe it. It's so funny.
Oh, my God, what are you doing now, then? Are you there all day?
Yeah, I'm just, like, on lunch break at the moment.
Oh, my God.
I know, it's really weird.
Matt, no.
I know. Bet you just want to live my life.
I do what to do.
Oh, it's so good.
What the hell?
I know, I didn't know who to call, though, so I just thought I'd turn to you.
Oh, my God, of course!
Oh, my God. Lauren, earlier, I was walking... It's weird because you get, like, 5-minute breaks and stuff. So I've just been, like, walking around.
Yeah.
And turned around the corner. And there was, like, a big tall guy there that looked exactly like Ian. I was like, Greyhound.
Oh, my God. Imagine Ian was
kidding. So funny. It's weird because it feels like, I don't know, a part of me is, like, not even here.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's, like, really surreal.
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I know. I just, like, it's on such a high.
What?
I'm on such a high, it's like buzzing.
Oh my God, loving life. But, I think you're going to win.
Hang on, I've got to go at like 10-2. I've only had like a 5-minute break, but
oh my God, okay.
I'll call you back in a minute,
yeah,
in a bit,
fine.
Okay? Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, sneaky one at the end there.
Now, I'd slip that in.
I think that you were really lucky with the titles there.
Yeah,
and also,
very lucky.
Who's Domino?
Domino's Lauren's old cat.
How lucky is
R.I.P.
that? And also, what was the joke about Ian when you went, Greyhound?
Oh, basically, it's our uncle. He's got grey hair, and when we were younger, we always used to call him Greyhound.
This is unbelievable luck. All right, there's a good one. Jack.
Yes.
We've got your one coming up in just a minute. What we'll do is we'll play Nadia Ali and Rapture, and then we'll get to it on Bieber. Should we do it now? Okay, let's do it now. Nadia Ali can wait, frankly. Okay, Jack, so, same as the other two, you had to get 10 songs in at random from Radio 1's official chart. The songs that you had to get into the conversation with your mate were... Young. So Good. Call Me Maybe. I'm Yours. I'm yours. Can't Say No. Never seen coming, I just watch them go. Oh, I swear to you. Drive By. Turn Me On. God. Wild Ones. We Are Young. My Kind of Love. That is really hard, Jack. Isn't it?
It was. It was difficult.
Let's hear how you did. Awkward.
Hello?
All right, Dan.
Who's this?
It's Jack.
Oh, yeah, Jack.
Have you heard him at Radio 1?
Yeah, no, me and Tim, we listened to it all day. I gave you a text and then your rap was duff, so obviously I was listening to it.
Oh, right. Yeah, so, no, we are kind of young still.
We're kind of young still, yeah.
Yeah, really young.
Really young?
Yeah, and I just feel like I'm yours, really.
What?
I just feel like I'm yours.
You feel like you're mine?
Yeah, it's so good. We've been on some real wild ones.
Yeah. What is this about, mate? I'm quite confused here.
Like wild holidays and stuff. You know.
Yeah. I guess we have, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, not about that, though.
Yeah, I just can't say no to all these parties and stuff we have.
You can't say no?
No, just can't say no to it.
Yeah, no, we're supposed we have been on some parties. Do you want to speak to Tim?
No, it's okay. I want to speak to you. I mean, you just turn me on.
I turn you on?
Yeah, really. Really, really, really.
Is this something to do with the radio?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Oi, do you remember that other day when we were driving down the street and we did that drive-by on that person?
We were driving down the street and we did a drive-by?
Yeah. It's just my kind of, you're my kind of love, Dan.
Yeah.
Let you know.
Did you get my hashtag?
No. Anyway, I've only got a short amount of time, so if you would just, you know, maybe call me maybe later.
Call you maybe?
Yeah.
You got this. I know what you're doing.
What do you mean?
Just call me maybe, like, you know, hey, I just met you. That song, yeah? And you got to get all the things into a certain sentence, yeah?
No.
Anyway, yeah.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to call me or not?
Yeah, I might call you, yeah.
Okay. Cool, man. Speak cool. to you later.
Yeah, see you later, mate, yeah.
Bye.
Oh, you had some hard ones in there. Yeah, could you just turn me on? You haven't really done a drive-by, have you?
No.
Okay, good. No. Just that song by Train. Well, I'd liked your method, though, Jack, of just whipping through them as quickly as possible. I could hear the paper going, next. Right, good one. Thanks, you three, for coming in today. That is the challenge number 3 with Natalie, Jack and Luke. Greg will have another one for you this afternoon. He'll have another challenge. You've got a couple of hours now to have a little lie down or go shopping or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow morning, the public will vote on who wins that prize. One of you and 20 mates, VIP, in Torbay with Radio 1. Some of the biggest DJs. It's going to be amazing. You can hear it all live on Saturday on Radio 1 as the summer properly kicks off. And we'll see you a bit later on. Thanks for coming in.
See ya.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What's going on, Chris?
I found this website, which I think is really interesting, which tries to raise money for charity.
Okay, very good.
So people pledge money if a celeb will do something.
Oh, okay, well, that's quite a good idea. So a celebrity says, yes, I'll do it, and then they get loads of money. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and if they get enough money, then this celebrity will do what they, you know, what has been pledged. So they've managed to get Larry David from America, right?
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Oh, because he wasn't
on before.
Right, so they managed to get him on Twitter and raise loads of money for charity.
And they're doing something at the moment with, is it Conan O'Brien?
Yes.
I'm not good with these.
You're not good with the Americans,
no.
Are you? Who was it that you asked yesterday who was somebody?
Oh, the new X Factor one.
Oh, yeah. Who's Demi Lovato?
Yeah, who's she?
She's famous in America. You'd like her, actually. Look her up.
But they're, okay.
Yes, Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, they're trying to get him in a pirate outfit.
What, while he's on his show?
Yeah.
He's like a late night chat show host, a bit like Jonathan Ross, kind of American equivalent. So they're trying to get him to wear a pirate outfit, and then loads of people will pledge, and then they get the money for charity.
Yeah. But it's just a bit weird, because I don't think they're asking permission from celebrities to take part. So I don't think Larry David ever signed up to this.
And never probably even wanted to be on Twitter.
It's a bit like peer pressure, yeah.
Oh.
So I think how it
sounds like blackmail?
Yes. Well, this is what I'm thinking. I can't tell if this is really cool or really wrong, because I think if you're a celebrity, you either do the task that is, you know, people have pledged for you. Yeah. Or you look like an idiot, don't you? Or
it's
really rude.
It's for charity and you can't say no to charity.
So
that is blackmail.
I'm thinking if people were to suggest you...
Oh, here we go.
...and say, give £300 to a charity like Save the Badgers,
mm-hmm.
how far would you go? Like, what could I sign you up to do? Like, bath in a baked beans, or...?
I would probably sit in some baked beans.
Or fix the lottery?
What? Well, I can't fix the lottery, obviously, because it's live on BBC One, and, like, you don't get the numbers before.
But the thing is, if I say you're going to do this, and
but
you
I can't
don't do
that
it,
because you can't do that.
But then the charity won't get the money, the badgers will die. And that's not cool.
But I can't, you can't fix the lottery, like, the draw happens sweet. There and then.
So, well, this is what I'm trying to decide, what you should do, what we could pledge for you to do.
Well, I'm going
to... And then there'll be so much peer pressure on you
well,
to
I
do it.
Well, I can't win. If I don't fix the lottery, the badgers die.
Yes.
But I can't fix the lottery.
Well.
Oh, well.
That's your problem, isn't it?
I don't like this idea at all.
But I think there can be something that we could suggest for you to do that'd be really... I think... But
I don't want to do it.
Baths of beans are boring.
I don't want to do it. But then I look like horrible because I'm not giving the money to charity.
Well, yes.
Why don't you get any choice?
The Scott Mills Daily.
We had Tim Minchin in yesterday, who is going to be in the new Jesus Christ Superstar show as Judas. And then today it's been announced that Moyles is going to play...
King Herod.
Now, you've been YouTubing this since this got announced, right?
Yeah. But the role in the movie is... I mean, it's really... really camp, and I'm sure it's going to be very different for the actual stage performance. You know, I'm sure Moyles is going to be very different with it.
Yeah, he'll be like Butch Herod.
But yeah, crazy, isn't it?
So you've watched the movie, which I've not seen.
Yeah,
and Herod's like, hiya. Is he?
Kind of, yeah.
And what does he wear?
Well, not very much. In fact, in the movie, he looks a bit like a genie, if
so
anything. But
not many clothes.
But no, I think it's really exciting, though, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be great.
That must be why Moyles has slimmed down so much.
What, for the role?
Because we're going to see a lot more of him quite soon, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Time for Oh, What's Occurring? Right, has anyone seen that programme on telly about Chatsworth, that place called Chatsworth? If you haven't, listen.
The 12th Duke of Devonshire. And his wife, the Duchess. As Amanda Carmen Heywood Lonsdale, daughter of Commander Edward Gavin Heywood Lonsdale, she married Peregrine Cavendish on the 28th of June, 1967, at St. Martin in the Fields, London. Now she's running a grocer's shop.
So, yes, it's a posh lady who, these days, is running a grocer's shop. And that grocer's shop sells... my favourite... cheese... Simple question. Doesn't sound like the kind of show you would have watched, Chris.
No.
No. What are those ones you watch late at night on channels like Viva?
Oh, yeah. No, those are cool. Rock of Love and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's more your bag.
Yeah.
So I doubt you caught Chatsworth. If you did, though, maybe you'll know the answer to this. You can have 10 Scott Mills points if you can work out how many times in this show they said, cheese... guess.
I'm going to go 8.
8 cheeses.
Mm.
Let me know what you think. 81199. Play along at home. Give yourself 10 points if you get the number right. How many times did they say cheese on Chatsworth?
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's find out.
Andres asked me to have a look at some cheeses. Some new, different cheeses.
Cheeses. Continental cheeses. Selling foreign cheeses in an English farm shop is very controversial.
Cheese sales.
The cheese course.
We've now had 2 years of the cheeses.
With the Duchess keen to sell French cheese alongside local fare, André has set up a tasting to test her selection.
Now, what have you got?
Foreign cheeses, French cheeses,
continental cheeses,
cheese suppliers.
Good foreign cheeses.
It's all very new to us, Bob, doing this. All this foreign cheeses, you know. Try that cheese, Angie, as you go by.
I love cheese.
I love cheese.
I do as well.
Shall we just look at the cheeses?
Yes, come on.
Let's have a look.
Ollie Murs there with Cheese Don't Let Me Go. So, I am saying...
I made it 27.
28. No, 27.
Oh, you got 28. Well, you see, this is controversial. Then.
I got 28. I like it that we're guessing along now.
It just went... Well, it's nice to play along properly, isn't
it? It is, isn't it? And not know the answer before.
So what are we doing here? 27 or 28?
I think if you said 27 or 28 cheeses, one of us mistimed it, What's the word?
Yeah.
Miscounted it, whatever. Give yourself a very, very good 10 Scott Mills points. 27 or 28, I'll have that.
Brilliant.
It's fine. It's, you know, people need the points.
Yeah.
Chez has been on, said 28. Could be. Lisa off Maidstone said 28. Jack in Medway, not so much, with 16. Let us know how you did. 8-1-1-9. The next round of Oh, What's Occurring is next. And it's a good one. The one that doesn't speak returns playing his favourite instrument, the Swanee Whistle.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now one of our listeners to play Oh, What's Occurring with Chris on the Swanee Whistle special with One That Doesn't Speak. Hello, Ella.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Revising.
Boo. Whereabouts do you live?
Yeah. Ampton, Bedfordshire.
Okay. And you're on the phone... No, you're on the Skype to your mate at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's Bex.
Yes.
Get Bex to shout hi.
Bex, shout hi.
I love it that she's on Skype. And also, I do believe that we may now have Bex on the other line as well. Hello, Bex.
Hello.
Ah, this is so cool. So you're on Skype to each other. Do you fancy both playing along with this, yeah?
Okay. I don't think Bex was.
Bex doesn't want to play.
No, Bex wasn't listening to the radio.
Oh, okay, that's fine. She can still play along because you hear it all down the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, you up for that, Bex?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
A Skype and phone and radio. Oh, what's occurring? This is all my dreams come
incredible.
True.
Incredible.
And it's time for the one that didn't speak, playing his favourite instrument, the Swanee Whistle. Oh. Do you love the beautiful sounds of the Swanee Whistle, Ella?
I don't really know what that is.
Oh, you're about to. Did you get any Scott Mills points on the last round?
Sorry?
Did you get Scott Mills points on the last round?
Yeah, I got 27.
Oh, good one. You said 27 cheeses, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you listen to this song. It's a popular song that is out at the moment that you've heard a lot on Radio 1. And the one that doesn't speak is going to just play it on the Swanee Whistle. You've got to tell me what that song is from his Swanee Whistle interpretation. You got that, Bex?
Yeah.
All good, Ella?
Yeah.
Okay, right, here's your first one. It's a very popular song at the moment. But what is this on the Swanee Whistle? Here he goes. What is that, Ella?
Oh, I've no idea. I'm usually really good at these.
We played the song not long ago.
What, the Aidan Grimshaw one?
Maybe a bit longer ago than that.
It's a tricky one, this, to be fair.
Will you play it again, One That Doesn't Speak? Bex, do you know it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I can't guess it.
If you can play it again, that'd be great. Thank you. Beautiful playing once again. Ella, any idea?
Is it Conor Maynard? Can't say no.
Okay, I'll take that as your answer. Bex, what are you saying?
I don't know, so I'll just go with that as well.
Okay, so they both say Conor Maynard, can't say no, Chris?
I thought at first it was Skrillex, but I'm now... I think I know it. I'm going to go Ben Howard.
Ben Howard, Only Love.
Hmm.
Let's find out. It was Ben Howard,
yes.
Only Love. If you said that, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Sorry, girls.
Oh, no.
There's a few people that got it right on the text, actually. You ready for your next one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's the next one on the Swanee Whistle. Good luck, everyone.
Oh,
lovely, that. Ella?
Oh, Reece, you're so good at these. I've no idea.
Did you say you're normally so good at these?
I'm normally really good at these. It's the nerves, that's what it is.
I know. I mean, it was quite close to the original, I've got to be honest with you.
Really? Oh, yeah. No.
Any song at the moment? Do you want to have a guess?
Can we hear it again?
Really? All of that? Racket?
Just a little bit.
Can you do a little bit? Okay. Bex, have you got a clue?
No.
Okay. Bet. Let's go to Ella first. No.
No.
Bex.
No, I don't know.
Okay, good.
I'm struggling myself. Is it Alt J? You know? Alt J.
Alt J?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Let's find out. Is B.O.B. so good?
I would have never have guessed that.
Really? I thought it was
no,
a good
never.
One. Would you have got that, Bex?
No.
No. Okay, I've got one more. Let's see if you get this. Good luck, everyone. Go. Ella.
That was amazing.
You went crazy at the end.
I love that.
Is it Too Close by Alex Clare?
Bex?
Let's go with that. I don't know.
Bex, you don't know any music ever, do you?
I know, I'm awful, aren't I?
It's all right.
I've got this one.
Go on.
And that was brilliant, the one that doesn't speak. Debange. Oliver Twist.
Only on the Swanny Whistle. Let's see if you're right. I like it, Jenny. I think that she's so sweet. And now you're worried. What's the thing I need? It's not about you, know. You cannot make me do. I want to have them all. I know it's not for the truth. That's not just my no lever. It was the band, Oliver Twist. Sorry, Bex.
It's okay.
Sorry,
I'm
Ella.
Embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. You've already got
I
your 10 points.
Abuse of Twitter.
No. Tell them to... Back off.
Yeah, back off, everyone.
Yeah, you did well earlier. Thanks for being on.
Thank you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, what's a kidding? BBC Radio 1.